From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some classic late 70s instrumental prog rock and fusion from the UK, and we'll begin with music of drummer Bill Bruford and his band Bruford, a track from their second album from 1979, One of a Kind, released in between the albums Feels Good to Me and Gradually Going Tornado, with Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Dave Stewart on keyboards, and Jeff Berlin on bass. This is the Abingdon Chasp. Thank you. We began the set with Bill Bruford on drums, leading his quartet through the Abingdon Chasp from One of a Kind, then two tracks from 1977. The second piece in the set was from Camel, and one of the instrumentals from their album Rain Dances, with Andy Latimer on guitar, Mel Collins on alto sax, Pete Bardens on synthesizer, also Richard Sinclair bass, and Andy Ward on drums, the opening track of the release, First Light. And lastly, music from Colosseum 2. At the time, Colosseum 2 was made up of Don Airey, keyboards, Gary Moore, guitar and vocals, John Mole, bass, and John Heisman on drums, from one of two albums they released in 1977, the album Electric Savage. We heard All Skin and Bone. We'll begin this set with music of pianist McCoy Tyner, and a track from one of his excursions into free jazz and spiritual jazz, heavily influenced by his longtime relationship with John Coltrane. The album Extensions, released on Blue Note in 1970, McCoy Tyner on piano, John's wife Alice Coltrane on harp, also two sax players, Gary Bartz on alto and Wayne Shorter on tenor and soprano, Ron Carter on bass, and another longtime John Coltrane associate, Elvin Jones, on drums. This is the opening track, Message from the Nile. Thank you.
Thank you.
two free jazz pieces from 1970. We began with McCoy Tyner on piano and a piece also featuring Alice Coltrane on harp, Message from the Nile, from the album Extensions. The album recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio for the Blue Note label. And lastly, a trio from Japan, fronted by trumpeter Itaru Oki, with Keiki Midorikawa on bass and Hozumi Tanaka on drums, a track from the LP Trumpet in Modern Jazz, released by Toshiba in 1970. That album issued as part of a larger box set on Toshiba called The Best Players in Japan. Unfortunately, I don't have the complete set. I wish I did, but fortunate to have this album. The LP is a mixture of trio and quintet pieces. At times, the trio is augmented by Kosuke Mine on alto sax and Takeshi Kamachi on piano. We heard one of the trio sessions. The song remains the same. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website, where you'll find much more info about the show along with streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1624. For our final segment of the hour, we'll listen to music of American minimalist composer Terry Riley. He is rarely thought of as a jazz performer, but many of his compositions have incorporated jazz in one form or another, especially this piece. It's a tape composition from 1963, performed live in Paris for Radio France, and it's a collaboration between Terry Riley and jazz trumpeter Chet Baker. I think it's safe to say that this was probably the most experimental thing that Chet Baker ever did throughout his career. It's a five-part piece called Music for the Gift. And here, Terry Riley takes Chet Baker's compositions and performances, he's in a quartet, and creates tape and feedback loops out of the material, making for a sound that is part cool and West Coast jazz and part experimental tape music. The quartet, Chet Baker on trumpet, Luis Fuentes, trombone, Luigi Trussardi, bass, and George Solano on drums, with John Graham on voice. Music for the Gift, parts 1 through 5. Thank you.
Thank you. J'ai mon vieux. J'ai mon vieux.
Music for the Gift, a five-part piece recorded in Paris in 1963 by Radio France, featuring trumpeter Chet Baker and his quartet, with tape manipulations courtesy of Terry Riley. That can be found on a CD released in 2000 on the Organ of Corti label, the album Music for the Gift, containing several previously unreleased tape compositions of Terry Riley from the early and mid-1960s. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.